In fact, Governor Doyle is said to find the legal threat laughable. His administration secretary, Mark Murata, calls the legal questions ridiculous and unsupported.
This is a desperate attempt to try to prevail in another forum when you've failed a couple times already in the legislative process.
Republicans say legislative council attorneys find four potential areas of constitutional concern, including the expansion of games and the appropriation of funds in the Pottawatomie Compact to the university. Assembly Speaker John Gard.
This is our only opportunity to deal with the constitutional issues before us and the issue of permanent gaming compacts. This is our one chance in a lifetime.
Secretary Murata challenges Republicans to come up with the money derived from the compacts to balance the budget.
We have not seen any alternatives proposed by the leadership, by the Republicans in the legislature, as to where they're going to come up with this couple hundred million dollars. It's not anywhere to be found. And that is, it's just, frankly, it's irresponsible.
Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer.
This goes way beyond that. These are constitutional issues. And these compacts are into perpetuity. So it's way beyond one budget cycle. It's into the future of every budget cycle. And that's why these questions need to be answered today.
Panzer and Gard have sent a letter to the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs asking it to immediately suspend its consideration of whether to approve the Pottawatomie Compact until their legal questions can be resolved. The Doyle administration refuses to suspend its negotiations. Secretary Murata says the remaining 10 compacts should be signed in the next 2 weeks. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.